Okay, now we're going to discuss about the acquired keratodermas. So they are different diseases which can lead to development of the thickened epidermis of the palms and the soles without any genetic mutation or any genetic defect. So these will be called as acquired keratodermas. Talking about the common causes of the acquired keratoderma is mostly obesity, or those females who have who are known cases of hypertension. So callosities, or the thickened areas of the keratodermas or epidermal thickening with or without fissuring, may be present on the palms and the soles, more commonly on the palms because of the effect of the weight. It may be diffuse, but more commonly the areas of the soles, and the forefoot is involved. Fissuring may be accompanied, which will make the walking painful. These hyperkeratotic areas extend slowly, causing diffuse thickening of the palmoplantar skin. May become worse in the winter, and later on the center palms may also be affected. It is known as a keratoderma climactericum, also known as a Hextorsen disease. Other diseases are further classified into various groups, such as inflammatory dermatosis associated with keratodermas, infections, malignancies, drugs, and other disorders.